On to some more news now. In this section, we find out how the health sector in this area is coping with the pandemic and how public transport's being affected. We hear from a doctor on how GP services are doing and learn of the contingency plans that are in place for the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital if there should be a second wave. We've an item on coronavirus testing in care homes, which seems to have produced some interesting results. We're also encouraged to be no longer afraid of using local buses now and are assured that our trains will be squeaky clean.
NHS digital data shows patients booked 430,440 appointments with practices in the NHS Norfolk and Waveney Clinical Commissioning Group area in June, 25% more than in May. Dr. Janine Smurl from St. Stephen's Gate Practice, Norwich, who's also Clinical Director for Norwich Primary Care Network, said the demand has increased. There was a little bit of a lull when COVID first started. Everyone was slightly afraid, or they were trying to protect us. Despite the increase, NHS figures showed the number of appointments was still 11% fewer for the same time in June last year, with demand in May falling by 33%. Dr. Smurl said, "I don't understand how anyone could say that it's quieter, because it's definitely not quieter. If you're comparing waiting times to see a GP now compared to before, that might be different, but it doesn't mean we're quieter. We're managing our workload in a different manner. One of those ways is a triage-first approach by talking to all patients before bringing them in." She said, "I can say to you, I am doing a surgery and at least half of them will be face-to-face. I don't think people quite realise that. If we can't manage something over the telephone, we'll be bringing patients in." In Norfolk, 36% of sessions were completed over the phone in June, up from just 11% a year ago. Nationally, the figure was 48%, a rise from 13% last year, according to NHS figures. Dr. Smurl said increasing remote consultation has been something they've been trying to achieve for some time. Because of COVID, it suddenly created the urgency for a lot of these things to happen.
The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has marked 2 months since its last COVID-19 fatality on June the 8th, and a month since its last positive patient admission. 2 weeks ago, the hospital's board met to discuss ongoing preparations for a potential second wave. A Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital spokesman said, "Our last admission of a patient with confirmed COVID-19 at NNUH was 27th of June. However, we're not complacent and we continue to follow rigorous infection control practices to limit the risk. Our teams have worked hard to restart services affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, including planned surgery and endoscopy, and we've robust and well-rehearsed plans in place should we need to rezone and redesign services for a second wave of COVID-19 cases." The board said that by autumn, building projects should be completed, providing 100 extra beds, including the new infectious disease unit. The spokesman added, "By the autumn, we'll be in a strong position with extra capacity, with more than 100 extra beds because of building projects at NNUH, including a new infectious disease unit and the new ward block, which will be home to an acute medical unit, acute stroke unit and extra high dependency beds."
In response to COVID-19, a new testing service was rolled out in care homes in North Norfolk, which found about half of residents who tested positive were asymptomatic, but some went on to develop symptoms. According to the study by the University of East Anglia and North Norfolk Primary Care, in many cases symptoms were not typical and did not include a high temperature, cough or loss of smell. Instead, residents who tested positive for COVID-19 often presented as generally unwell, researchers say in the study, yet to be peer-reviewed. Dr. Paul Everdon from UEA's Norwich Medical School and innovation lead for North Norfolk Primary Care said, The COVID-19 pandemic is disproportionately affecting older people, especially in care homes. We wanted to develop a service with our local GPs, implemented by our enhanced care home team, to keep residents and staff safe by early in identification of infection. 518 residents in 44 care homes and 340 staff in 10 care homes were tested for COVID-19 using nose and throat swabs between April the 7th and June the 29th. The team found 103 residents tested positive in 14 homes and 49 staff in 7 homes. However, only 38 had typical symptoms at the time of the test. More than half, 54 residents, were completely asymptomatic when tested, and 12 developed symptoms within 14 days. Some of those who tested positive did experience typical symptoms, such as a cough or fever, but feeling generally unwell was also common, a preprint of the study shows. Dr. Everton said although the service evaluation was carried out in North Norfolk, similar results would be expected nationally.
Norfolk County Council is reassuring people that the risk of catching coronavirus from using public transport is low in a bid to get people back on the county's buses and to stop travellers from avoiding public transport for all the wrong reasons. Public transport has been running throughout the coronavirus outbreak to allow people make essential journeys and key workers to get to and from work. But as lockdown restrictions have eased, passenger numbers have remained low, leading to concerns people may be afraid to return to public transport. Now, in a bid to get people back on the county's buses and boost passenger numbers, bus companies and Norfolk County Council are reassuring people that there's no need to be afraid of using public transport. Dr. Louise Smith, the Director of Public Health at Norfolk County Council, said, as long as we follow all the guidance and advice while travelling on public transport, the risk of catching coronavirus is relatively low. Bus companies have also moved to reassure passengers. Jeremy Cooper, the Managing Director of Connect Bus, said, we believe the measures we've taken to enhance cleaning and manage social distancing will make people feel safe when they use our buses. With car traffic largely at normal levels, we want people to feel confident about taking the option of using the bus or park and ride to reduce congestion. And Charles Sanders of Sanders Coaches added, we're COVID compliant, so on the bus, be reliant.
Greater Anglia says it's stepped up cleaning procedures as more people start to ride the rails once again now lockdown has been eased. The operator is recruiting 28 more cleaning staff to be based at stations and depots across its network, including at Norwich. They'll be using backpack vacuum cleaners and fogging guns to disinfect every carriage, as well as indoor areas like waiting rooms. Greater Anglia Train Presentation Director Martin Moran said, we're working hard to make sure that all of our trains and stations are squeaky clean so that customers feel safe travelling with us. We've researched what's the best possible equipment for us, and we're confident that all of it will help us keep our trains clean and disinfected.